It's the Joe and Alex Show, and you can be part of Ask Alex anytime by emailing us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Melissa, you emailed us, and what's your question? It's kind of prom-related.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm excited to talk to y'all, because I used to listen to Smiley, and then I caught your all show, and I love it, love it.
So, thank you.
I'll take it. Hey, welcome aboard. Thank you.
Okay, so this is crazy. I'm having a parenting disagreement with my husband right now.
Okay.
We have a 17-year-old son. He goes to school on the north side. And he's been dating this girl. They actually have been pretty serious for about 2 years. And she's so awesome. I love her. Her family's great. She's a part of our family. And we're very open and honest with my son. And, you know, I always told him to be honest with me, and he really always has been. And a few weeks ago, we were talking about prom coming up, and he revealed to us that he wants to have sex with his girlfriend for the first time on prom night.
Ooh.
And yeah, I'm not naive. I know that, you know, most teens are having sex, they're doing this kind of stuff, and I'm glad that he came to me so we can prepare him. But my husband shocked me. Like, he suggested he wants my son, after prom, to come back with his girlfriend and have sex under our roof. Like, in our house.
What?
Parents are like, if you're gonna drink, I'd rather have you drink at my house and then do something stupid and drink and drive.
I know, and I get that, but no, I cannot be in the house knowing that my son is doing that. It's like, no, it's one thing for him to tell me and I'm, you know, I'll deal with it. But it's like I'm giving him, like, oh, yeah, just go upstairs. Yeah, don't worry about us. We'll be down here. No, I just can't. And he thinks it's irresponsible for me to say, go find your own place and have sex. It's like, okay, I'm not agreeing with you. I don't want you to have sex. But he thinks that it's irresponsible that I'm just like, you need to find somewhere else to do it. I don't think I could have him in my house doing that.
I agree with you.
I guess it's my question. Do you think that I should allow this? Or should I say you need to figure out and find your own place?
Two different things, but I've never heard of parents that I'm aware of like, yeah, man, we talked to Mikey's mom. She's cool. I'll go over there and have sex with our girls. Like, I've never heard that. I've heard like, hey, we're going to go party at Mikey's house after prom. Their parents are, you know, they're going to take our keys, but we can get drunk there.
Yeah,
Kids, yeah, they're having sex, and if you think that they're not, or at least some are, you're oblivious and in the dark, just being honest with anybody that might be listening, right, too, like, oh, my daughter would never do that, or my son, no
right.
way. But I don't even know if your son would want to, if he is going to do that, if he'd actually want to do it at home. Like, I wouldn't want to have sex with anybody if my parents were around. Even as a married guy, I don't want to have sex at my mom's place.
But a teenager is different.
Knowing
you've only ever lived at home when you're a teenager. When you're in high school, like, all kids are having sex at somebody's house. Like, it's going to be at his house or the girlfriend's house.
And the
dad is saying on prom night, just come back here. If you know you want to do it on prom night for the first time, do it at our house, is what he's saying. And I think that's you're being too lenient, too friendly, and not enough of a parent to tell your kid, like, look, I know you're having sex, and that's fine, and you can do it here. I think that's too much.
I mean, he could get a hotel or something. I mean, he doesn't have to be out in the middle of nowhere in the car, because that's what my husband says, that I'm being irresponsible because he could be unsafe and that sort of thing. But I think there has to be a better alternative.
Melissa, maybe you remember, you don't. Mine kind of sucked. I didn't have any sex on my prom night. But do you remember your prom? Did you hook up at all back in the day?
Well, that's a sore subject because I worked on prom night.
Oh,
so I didn't
man.
Get to go to prom. Yes, I'm like this. I'm not. I need my Cinderella moment. I think.
Tell your son, actually take me to prom and not your girlfriend. And that'll eliminate all sex.
Yes.
Hopefully.
My son wouldn't be embarrassed at all.
All right. Well, Melissa, that's interesting. And I, It is a little weird. I usually don't say it's weird, but it's a little weird what your husband's proposing, but I at least see where he's coming
yeah,
from
he's
with good
doing
intention.
It, yeah, exactly what you said, Joe, when parents are like, if you're going to drink, drink at our house and we'll take your keys and at least we know that you're safe and you're under our roof. So I know exactly what you're saying about making it, though, like hooking up.
All right. 317-239-1009. Would love for you to call in here for this Ask Alex question. If you know your kid's going to be having sex, like, no matter what, like, they're probably going to be doing something on prom night or whenever, would you kind of be like Melissa's husband and say, hey, come home, do it here? Would you offer up your bed? Would that be, like, the nice thing to do? Because it's probably a bigger bed.
Ew. No.
Oh, gosh. No. Oh, see, this is what I'm talking. No, this is not right.
Run the bath. Or rose petals.
Oh, my God.
Boys to
oh
men in the
gosh.
Background.
No. Not my baby.
Or would you say, absolutely not, you're not having sex, and if you are, you're not having it here. Like, I do not condone this action. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and let us know. And Radio Now, 100.9 on Facebook. Melissa, thanks for sharing. I would say no, but thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.